Online Podcast 119
Hello everyone, welcome to Online Podcast. This is John Ong. I'm a Malaysian-born Chinese, currently living in the United States, and you get to hear my stories and stuff. And this morning, for those of you who listened to the, you know, 2-3 episodes ago, you heard my concern, my worries for my little boy, kitty, named Chai, and now he's talking to me. Or do you want baby? Oh, my microphone cord's dangling, so it's not very good for the little boy, because he's wanting to catch it. Now, the reason why he's making so much noise, so you'll be hearing a lot of noise from him, because we have been feeding him with his medication. And he absolutely loved it. I mean, because we mixed it in with yogurt. And he loves yogurt. Yes. So he would ask for it every time we stand here at the counter. Okay. And there are two kinds of stuff that we're giving him, actually. One is the antibiotics. I don't know if it's working, but we're going to finish this dose and then find out if we need to change to a different brand, a different kind of antibiotics. Yes. So that's the antibiotics. It's in liquid form. And then we're also giving him lysine. Is that what you call it? Lysine. Lysine is the amino acid. I have to give him 250 milligrams a day. That's what I'm putting it in right now. As he's crying, wanting more. Yes. So I have to mix in the lysine. And the lysine, it comes in tablet, but I have crushed it with a mortar and pestle. And the lysine is supposed to help him get built his, immune system or something. I don't really know. It's just a supplement that we need to give him every single day. Okay, there you go. Now he gets to enjoy his, his strawberry banana yogurt. And again, I want to say thank you for those of you who sent your concern email and everything throughout this period. It was difficult for me. And I'm so appreciative of what you have shown me. Now, of course, moving on to a lighter topic. This week, we are preparing ourselves to... I'm walking downstairs. I wonder if the cat's going to follow me, because he's just probably going to rush it. But anyway, because his food is downstairs and he usually rushes down as I walk downstairs. I'm in the basement and I'm going into my studio to sync my iPod. Okay, so this week is Chinese New Year. Well, preparing, getting ready for Chinese New Year. Sunday is Chinese New Year. And, I should make a promo for Adam Curry. I don't know if he's going to get it in time. There is actually a Malaysian food fest for Chinese New Year coming up at this restaurant of owned by a friend of mine, and it is called Salsa's Mexican Grill. It's a Mexican restaurant, really, but she also caters Malaysian food, so she has a Chinese New Year special on that day, and it starts at 3 o'clock. And I will probably put the address on my website when I post this. Or if you are interested in going to the Malaysian Food Fest, please let me know. It's going to be buffet. It's a buffet-style meal on Sunday the 29th of 2006, which is the first day of Chinese New Year, from 3 o'clock to 7 o'clock. No, 9 o'clock. So you can just go and buy the tickets there. It will be a little bit more expensive if you want to buy it ahead of time. I think the cutoff date is probably like the 26th, I think, if you need to get it. Or something like that. I don't remember. I'll put all the details on my website. Just so if you're interested in that dinner, please go to my website. And actually, by the time you listen to this, if you're listening to this early morning on Thursday, you may still go to Salsa's Mexican Grill. And I'll give you the address later because I don't have the information with me. Just go to my website and I'll tell you all about the restaurant. Or just shoot me an email and I'll send that to you. That's probably even better because sometimes I forget to post all these stuff. And my email is online@gmail.com. That's spelled O-N-G-L-I-N-E at gmail.com. So that's Chinese New Year. So I'm very busy this week because following up to, even though I don't do a lot of Chinese New Year things that I would usually do when I was back home in Malaysia, but I still, my brother is planning on a Chinese New Year party on Saturday. And typically, for people who have never celebrated Chinese New Year, this will be interesting for you. This is what we usually do. Coming up to Chinese New Year, we usually do the preparation for Chinese New Year, getting food, and food is the main thing for Chinese New Year, you know? A lot of stuff is really around food, so if you're a foodie like me, you'll be very happy. And one of the things that we do typically is the night before, it's like a big Thanksgiving dinner. It's a really huge dinner with lots of delicacies. Oh, I want to say thank you to Kenny, by the way. I want to say thank you, my friend Kenny, who made the lo a for me, the duck dish that he traditionally eats during Chinese New Year. His mom would make that. Thank you very much. It was delicious. I love the eggs. And so for my family, every family, I think depending on the region and also depending on the family, you have different dishes that you make. Kind of like Thanksgiving here. So, And that's the night before Chinese New Year, which is on January 28th on our Gregorian calendar. Is that what you call it? On our Chinese calendar, lunar calendar, it's actually the last month, the last day and the last month of, whatever year it is. And so that is what we're going to do. And I think on Thursday, we're going to go purchase. Oh, I may actually do a show. On Thursday, we're going to go purchase which is tonight, I'm going to go purchase, my brother and I are going to go purchase the, whatchamacallit, the, sorry, I'm working on the computer and I get distracted. We're going to be purchasing ingredients and stuff for our Saturday's Christmas, Chinese New Year party at my brother's house. And I think it's just going to be all dumplings, anything that is dumpling, you know, wrapped in dumpling. Oh, and by the way, I think I remember reading the email from my friend Jackie from the Salsa's Mexican Grill. She said that the buffet will include, everybody will get an ang bao. Ang bao, ang means red, bao means packet. So it's red packet that you'll be getting, and typically you get a packet of cash, money. And that's why we love it. We love food and we love money. Oh, I'm seeing that Wonder Wisdom is on podcast 411 interview. Oh, you know what? I actually saw one day when I came back from a grocery store, I actually saw a camera shop. No kidding. Oh, unless I see things. I saw a camera shop named Crick, C-R-I-C-K, Crick, and I just thought that would be so funny if I snap a picture especially with me in it, pointing the Cric camera photo something, camera shop or something, because, you know, how I like to make fun of myself, as well as especially Madge likes to make fun of my English. And so I actually saw that. So I have to make an effort to go snap a picture from there. It's called Cric. Cric photo, something like that, or Cric camera, something. So I have scheduled I did last week, and I have to postpone the appointment because I couldn't do it because I was too concerned and worried about the cat. I have talked to these guys, the Mischievous Boys, and wanting to do an interview with them. And I'm just waiting for them to reply me back. Maybe next week or sometime we will be able to do the interview. You're hearing my coat. Bye, baby. Bye, little boy. He's so cute. Hi, baby. He'd get all excited looking at me, and then he would run down the stairs to the basement, and the stairs is covered by carpet, so he would hop on it and grab on the steps and look up at me with his big eyes. So for those of you who are familiar with the setup, you can probably hear that the garage door motor is right above my head now. It's right now above my head. Now it's in front of me. Okay. I'm just moving back and forth. Now we're stepping out into the nature, the nature. Birds chirping. Can you hear? This is what I love about this microphone, is you can actually hear all the surrounding sound as exactly how I'm hearing it right now. So whatever I'm hearing, you can hear, including my own voice. And there's a car. Okay, I'm gonna stand still. There's a car coming from the left, as you can hear, and it's gonna pass me on the right. I mean, over to my right. Can you hear that? Isn't that cool? Well, there's another car coming. But now I'm going into my car with a handful of clementines. Do you say clementines or clementines? Ayo, in Chinese we just call gum. Gum. Okay. Now I'm in the car. I'm in the car already. I'm gonna set down my recorder. Now my recorder, sometimes if I touch it on my, if I have my finger touching the body of the recorder, it actually causes this little buzz. Okay, start up my engine, I'm going to work. I think it's been a while, so if you are new to the show, you may not have heard this, but most of you probably already heard me going to work a whole lot. And typically I chat better on the way to work. I was so distracted because this morning I was earlier when I was, oh, I have to clear my throat. This morning did I close the garage door? I think I did. Oh Lord. Yeah, I did. So this morning when I was doing something that I have to focus just a tiny bit more than, and not that I don't focus while I'm driving. I mean, I still get sidetracked. You can tell from my voice whether or not I'm focusing on something. But you know how it is when you drive, it becomes second nature and you just don't think about it. I remember one time I was driving, this is back home when I was in Malaysia, I was in high school. And it is very typical that we actually go to tuition classes. This is extra studies, extra classes that you go to after regular school. And we would go there and for additional, you know, we'll be given additional materials, just, you know, pretty much paying out of your pocket outside of your regular public school curriculum. Now, of course, it's the subject is the same. It's just that you may get, you may be taught more strategically how to do better in testing.
So, you know, how to speculate certain questions that's going to come out. How do you tackle a certain kind of question? So that, this, which is what this country is becoming, and which is what I ran away from, really. I think that the education based on exams are really not the right way of doing things. And I have seen enough of it. I've seen a lot of smart people didn't do well in that one test and pretty much ruin their entire life sometimes for not being able to get into the university or whatever. But that's a different story for a different time. And so we would go to tuition classes, depending on how much how many subjects you want to have tuition classes for. And the reason why I brought up the subject is because I would drive to school on this route that I follow. And I take that same route to go to school every single morning, right? So I kind of went into this autopilot mode. And I would drive, and there's this a roundabout, you know, a circle, traffic circle, whatever you call it here. Roundabout. Yeah, we call it the roundabout too. And I have come to this roundabout, and it was supposed to go at, you know, like 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock. I'm talking about the direction from where you are at the roundabout. And my tuition place is actually on the turn into 9 o'clock instead of 1 o'clock. But I took the 1 o'clock turn because that's my autopilot going to school. And so that sometimes kind of concerns me. I was driving for a while. I was like, oh crap, I'm not going to school. I am actually going to work. No. See, I got distracted again. Because I was at the junction, and so I was paying attention to the traffic, and I said the wrong thing. I was going to the tuition class instead of going to school. I am now going to work, though. Oh, I'm so tempted to go over to State Line and take a picture. I may just do that. How about if I do that now? Wouldn't that be fun? Okay, I'm making a left turn here. I'm trying to find the photo, the shop, the camera shop with the name Crick on it. And since I'm always equipped with my camera and my recorder, so if you're a podcaster, it's always good to have your recorder handy. You never know when you have a good opportunity to do a great interview or just say a recording of some interesting thing. So I am going to, I may take a video too. Who knows? Let's see where it is first. It should be coming up here very soon. The camera, though, it's probably not with the, is it in here? Slim One Cigarette, singular, no, must be a little bit further down. It's a shop, I swear to God, oh, here it is. Is it? No, it's not. Where the hell is it? Is it up there or down? Maybe it's up here. Maybe it's here. If not, if I can find it, I will come back another time. Oh shoot. Shoot. That's probably on the other side. Oh, maybe it's here. No, this is... Oh, yes! I found it! Sorry that I laughed so loudly. Oh, Jesus. So there's a shop called Crick. So I'm pulling up in the parking lot. I'm gonna step out from the car, and I will actually take a video of it as well as a photo, because when I told Bruce, he didn't believe, I mean, he believed me, but he just couldn't believe that there's actually a store named Crank. They're open too. Okay, that's good. I have to take a picture of me with it. So this is kind of dumb. Okay, here's me. And that's Creek photo camera shop. Okay. Okay, I look like I have cross eyes. I'm gonna do a little video too. Hello everyone, we are at on location at the Crick camera shop. I'm not kidding you, this is a real thing. I did not Photoshop this in or rotoscope it. And I'm sure there's people from the stores right now wondering what I'm doing. So I'm gonna go, but that's just to show you that it's a Crick camera shop. And I actually have a different sign that I can show that to you also. It's here in this neighborhood, and look at the sign up there. Crank camera shop. I'm not kidding you. All right, I'm gonna take a still picture here while I'm zoomed in. Okay, and there you go. That's me right in the reflection. So that's Crick camera shop. I don't know if you can see it now with the backlight, but anyway. Ta-ta! Okay, so that was my video podcast, which I will be posting maybe next week. I want to say sometime this week, but oh shit, did somebody come out from the store? I heard somebody open the door, so I'm gonna run. And okay, I'm gonna go now. I don't want to get into trouble. I shouldn't get into trouble, should I? You know, if I'm making like a commercial for them, really. Oh gosh, that's funny. And I'm so glad that I'm doing this, because I love impromptu stuff like that. It was so boring in the front. You may not realize, but I may cut out a certain part because there's one part that I was just focusing on updating my iPod that I wasn't really saying much. So yeah, let's continue and go on to work. And I'm so glad that you get to be with me and spend a little time adventuring out here. So I want you to make sure that you are subscribed. Oh yeah, several kind of housekeeping things that I want to talk to you about. And sometimes, like last week, I posted a few more shows beyond the ones that I regularly post, which is on Monday and Thursdays. And I want you to, if you can, in iTunes, you can actually go to your podcast preferences and actually say download all episodes. And if you do that, then you don't have to worry about any episodes that you haven't downloaded if I have a new episode up. Let's say if you check on your iTunes for any new shows every once in a while, or only on Monday and Thursdays, and if I post a show on Wednesday and then another show on Thursday, the likelihood is the default setting on your iTunes is actually downloading the latest episode, which means you only get the Thursday's episodes and not get the Wednesday's episode if you didn't turn on your iTunes at that moment, unless you leave it open and up the whole time. There's also chances that I may make two posts in one day, and then you may miss the second to the last newest one. So I want you to just pay attention if you are... that's why I announced the number in the very beginning of the show. most of the time, and I will remind you, and I keep trying to, but sometimes I forget. Just I would just want to remind you now that if you are listening to this episode, which is something that I announced up front because I don't keep track of what number it is. I think it's, I don't know. So anyway, just go whatever number I announce in the front of the show, because I put that in after the show is done. Just make sure that you have all the previous shows downloaded. I think within less than a week, I have 4 episodes out. And typically, I only have 2 episodes per week, Mondays and Thursdays. So that's one thing I want you to pay attention to that. Make sure that you have all the episodes downloaded. What will appear on your iTunes is, it shows that, let's say if I have 4 shows posted over the last several weeks, within the last week, and you will actually see, if you miss a certain show, it's going to be a gray out listing of the show, and there's a get button next to it. So if you want to go catch up, you can go click on the get buttons. Or like me, there are several shows that I like that has several postings. I actually just go ahead and set on my iTunes preference for my podcast to download every single episode rather than the latest episode. Just go explore that a bit, okay? And I don't know. I was gonna tell you something and I got distracted and tell you about this and I forgot what I was gonna say. I hate this, but anyway. Oh, road construction again. Okay, I don't remember what I was gonna tell you, but anyway, I want to say thank you for all of you who are already subscribed to the show. If you are listening to this just on your web browser, that's fine, as long as you check back regularly. Now, the good thing about any impromptu shows that I may post on my show while... I got distracted again. if there's any show that I post outside of my regular schedule, you pretty much won't find out about it until you go onto the web on Thursday, on Monday, right? So the benefit of subscribing to a show is you don't have to worry about missing any shows. So there's a very, very easy way of subscribing to my show. And most of my listeners actually do subscribe. I can tell from the download stats who are downloading this show from what application you're using. So most people are using iTunes. I would say about 80% of my listeners are actually using iTunes. So for the 20%, I would invite you and encourage you to download iTunes from apple.com, where you actually get it from itunes.com as well. Sorry. And then use the podcast feature in there. It's very easy. You can go to the iTunes Music Store even before you create any account. Go into iTunes Music Store and search for Online or John Ong. You will find listings of my shows. I think I have 3 separate ones there. And just click on subscribe and you'll be done. Or even easier, if you're used to coming to my website, just go to onlinepodcast.com. Verb. And click on the iTunes icon on my website. Not iTunes icon, the podcast icon on the right hand side that says subscribe online via iTunes. So you can click on that graphic and it will automatically subscribe for you. You don't have to do a thing. You just click on that button. Now you have to have already downloaded and installed iTunes on your computer. So if you already have iTunes on your computer, that'll be even much easier. There's this new protocol that Rob from Podcast 411 told me that you can just put ITPC out. You're probably not interested, but just go click on that icon, and it will subscribe you to my show automatically. You don't have to look for it or anything. Just go to my website, make sure you have iTunes installed, and just click on that subscribe via iTunes button, and you'll be all done, all set, and you're subscribed. And I was talking to a bunch of people last week about what is the difference between listening to my show over the web and what is the difference with using iTunes or any other aggregator for that matter to listen to my show. And if you use any sort of aggregator, you are actually subscribing to the show. And subscribing is just like your magazines and newspapers. Instead of having to go to the newsstand to buy your newspaper, and sometimes if you're lazy or if you're late, you actually don't get to go to the newsstand and miss that one day's newspaper or magazine. And if you are subscribed to the show or subscribed to your magazine, you will get the content delivered to you. So same thing here, you will get the shows delivered to you rather than you having to go check it out. So with that said, the show was long. I'm gonna have to do some editing from the part that I don't speak when I have a brain fart. Anyway, thank you for listening, and thanks for all your email again, for all the messages that you sent me when I was having a hard time last week. I really, really appreciate that, and I really do mean that. I really, really love all of you for downloading the show, listening to the show, and sending me all those care messages. And take care all, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Be expecting more Chinese New Year episodes out of this weekend. And also the Crick camera shop picture and video should be coming out either this week or next week. So thank you for listening, and I really appreciate it, especially if you are subscribed to the show. And if you are subscribed to the show, make sure that you have all the episodes downloaded. And I will see you next week. And I want to say Happy Chinese New Year. Happy Lunar New Year to all of you who celebrate the Lunar Calendar New Year. And also to all Chinese people, Happy Chinese New Year. 恭喜发财。And I will talk to you another time. Bye-bye. Ta-ta. Selamat tinggal. Jumpa lagi. And yeah. Talk to you next week. Don't forget to smile. Bye-bye.